Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, everyone listening on the World Wide Web and beyond, welcome to another live edition of the Saturday Morning Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you all could be with us for the program. We're going to be coming here live for the next 2 hours. The number, as per usual, is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to get up on the program today during any duration of the broadcast, although I would ask that in the first hour here, at least until I let you know what I'd like you to call in today. I'd like to hold your calls off. I've got some information. I've got something I want to talk about here in the first hour, and I really want to take a large amount of time to be able to get into this. I do a weekday program on another network, and I spend about an hour and a half of a three-hour broadcast discussing this one topic yesterday because it's important and there's so much to it that I want to be able to take the time to bring it to all of you this morning here. So this is live. If you're listening to us at 7:01 a.m. Central Standard Time or 8 a.m. Eastern Time, we're glad you could all be with us for the program. My website is theglobalreality.com. A lot of news and information there on that website every day as well. And we've got a ton of stuff. I really want to try to get my first topic off as quickly as we can. There's a lot of other stuff I want to get into here. But in this first segment, I just wanted to mention some of the stuff. What we'd like to do here on this program is generally have a specific topic or just do a recap of the news week. And I got to tell you, this was definitely one of those big weeks for news where almost every single day it seemed like there was something coming out that was just a another piece of the puzzle or another just indicator. And I really I just referred to this as the in-your-face week. But it seems like everything that these criminals are doing, everything these criminals in this New World Order that are attempting to bring tyranny down upon the people, not only the United States but the world are doing, it just seems to be, they're just getting more arrogant about this stuff every single day. They don't care that they throw this stuff in our face. They don't care that we know about it. And you think at some point these people would change their tactics, but they never do. They don't. Of course, they always stay the same. So that's really one of the it's just been the theme of this week. Of course, we had Super Tuesday with I don't think anybody expected those kind of results. I don't think anybody expected did you feel as, got over as I did when we found out that Mitt Romney had essentially been a ringer for John McCain this entire time? I mean, I just felt so humiliated after that, like, oh my gosh, they got another one over on us, oh, I should have known. Because, that really, seriously, John McCain has had no support. He's had zero campaign to speak of. A month ago they were basically talking about this guy was out. Now all of a sudden you've got him, being the front runner. And this is par for the course. I mean, look into to the history of not only John McCain but Hillary Clinton, and you'll find that the Rockefeller family is deeply involved in getting behind and training and basically funding, both of those individuals. But the first person that John McCain met with after he got back from Vietnam was Henry Kissinger. And, of course, Henry Kissinger being the spokesman and the front man for the Rockefeller family anytime they need, an overthrow or a coup d'etat or something like that in a country to be able to secure countries from nationalizing oil fields. You saw them do that in Chile in 1973, which happened on September 11th, by the way. Anybody else think that's odd? But we'll get into that and a lot more news here in the first hour of the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
First hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you all could join us on this Saturday morning edition of the program. This program runs 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time here every Saturday morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are live here. I know that this is a fairly new show, and a lot of people have figured out we're here. A lot of people haven't, but we want to thank you all for tuning in, and we'd like to try to bring you a sort of a wrap up of the week's news. And kind of a greatest hits collection of the biggest stories of the week. And to me, you know, despite the Super Tuesday coverage and the narrowing down of that, and Ron Paul announcing, essentially announcing yesterday through an email that he sent out that he would not seek a third party run. You know, there's just a lot of other stuff to talk about, but really the big story of the week to me. I came across this yesterday afternoon, and I thought it was interesting because a lot of the guys that that I know that are, you know, that do shows on this network and on the other network I'm on during the week, do, you know, are real news hounds and you know, do put out news sites and have all the news stories every day on their site. So this story, when I was prepping for my show yesterday, I didn't see anyone have on their sites, and I thought, well, this is strange. You know, this is you know, this sounds like a pretty big story. So of course, I did it on my show because I do my show really early in the day for 3 hours on another network. And, you know, all of a sudden, after I did this, I started seeing everybody pop up with this. This is a huge story. FBI allegedly preps companies for martial law and use of lethal force. And this came from a website entitled the progressive.org. And, you know, it really wasn't until I started looking into this group and looking into the implications of this that I really figured out how far-reaching and scary this is. I mean, you've got essentially private industries that are allowed to come into these, you know, have private membership in these groups. In a certain group, it's called InfraGuard. And essentially they work in tandem with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, and they become pretty much the sanctioned supplier of resources during the declaration of a national emergency, such as martial law. And apparently a whistleblower has come forward with some information saying that, if you're a member of this group, you're essentially allowed to use lethal force in times of a national emergency, at your discretion, as long as it is to protect one of these resources that's involved in the maintaining the infrastructure in times of a crisis. So essentially what they will do is, let's say that there's another false flag terror event, like another 9/11, to get people to be scared into submission, to give us an excuse to go into Iran. Let's just say something like that happens. You know, with Bush passing legislation last year, which actually allows him to become a dictator at some point, at any point he wants, if a declaration of emergency is declared. So, pretty interesting when you look at it in terms of that, that they've got the infrastructure in place of the people that will provide electricity, water, food, agriculture, telecommunications, etc., the entire gamut. And, when every other industry is basically gone, they will only be one, selected group of individuals you'll be able to get all these resources from. And this is essentially how this consolidation progress and this consolidation process, rather, that these people love to do is really coming about. I mean, everything that these people do is designed to consolidate. It's consolidate power, consolidate countries, oil, everything. That's what they're really moving towards with the economic situation right now. That's why you see countries moving out of the dollar and moving into a world economy, in a global economy. That's the thing. They have to bring us down and bring our dollar down before they're able to bring forth their global monetary system. So I'm going to get involved in this article right now because there's so much I want to talk about, and I want to make sure we get all this out. So please, I just ask that you hold your calls off, and I'll let you know when we're ready, because I'm sure you guys are going to give me your take on this. It says, today more than 23,000 representatives of private industry are working quietly with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The members of this rapidly growing group called InfraGard, InfraGard, and their website is InfraGard. Again, that's InfraGard, guard, InfraGard.net. Receives secret warnings of terrorist threats before the public does, and at least on one occasion before elected officials. And that's what's stunning to me, and you'll find out about that here in just a bit. Is the fact these people in this group, in some cases, are giving information about events and coming, maybe even terror attacks and things of that nature, before elected government officials are allowed to know. And we're going to tell you how that ties in with 9/11 as well, because this group was in place even before that event. In return, they provide information to the government, which alarms the ACLU. But there may be more to it than that. One business executive who showed me his InfraGard card told me that they have permission to, quote-unquote, shoot to kill in the event of martial law. InfraGard is a child of the FBI, says Michael Hirschman, the chairman of the advisory board of the InfraGard National Members Alliance and CEO of the Fairfax Group, an international consulting firm. InfraGard started in Cleveland back in 1996 when the private sector there cooperated with the FBI to investigate cyber threats. Then the FBI cloned it, says Phyllis Shinnick, chairman of the board of directors for the InfraGard National Members Alliance and the prime mover behind the growth of InfraGard over the last several years. InfraGard itself is still an FBI operation, with FBI agents in each state overseeing the local InfraGard chapters. There are now 86 of them. The Alliance is a nonprofit organization of private sector InfraGard members. We are the owners, operators, and experts of our critical infrastructure, from the CEO of a large company in agriculture or high finance to the guy that turns the valve at the water utility. Now that's very interesting, because they admit to you there just the breadth and scope of how many people in different levels of these different occupations that they control. Says Shinnick, who by day is vice president of the research integration at Secure Computing. At its most basic level, InfraGard is a partnership between the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the private sector. The InfraGard website states that InfraGard chapters are geographically linked with the FBI field office territories. Now, that's interesting, and that's something to note, because the chapters that they set up of this group, again, by their own admission, are geographically, that means that they are set up throughout the country to coincide with FBI field offices. So that tells you how that would be something that, you know, you would see them wanting to do in the event of the declaration of a national emergency and the suspension of the Constitution. I mean, look, this is what they're getting ready for. And again, this person who's a whistleblower is saying that this is for when this happens and when they declare martial law, not if they declare martial law. And that the people that he's talked to that are in the upper echelons of the power structure of this group are essentially talk about martial law like it's a foregone conclusion. And I don't know about you folks, but that really scares me. In November 2001, InfraGuard had around 1,700 members. As of late January, InfraGuard had 23,682 members, according to its website, www.infraguard.net, which adds that 350 of our nation's Fortune 500 have a representative in InfraGuard. To join, each person must be sponsored by an existing InfraGuard member, chapter, or partner organization. And you'll find that in a lot of groups. You'll find that in think tanks, government think tanks. You'll find that in these compartmentalized structures of the secret societies. All these different groups have sort of the same application process. The FBI then vets the applicant. On the application form, prospective members are asked which aspect of the critical infrastructure their organization deals with. These include agriculture, banking, and finance, the chemical industry, defense, energy, food, information, and telecommunications, law enforcement, public health, and transportation. So essentially, all of those things that I just named would be what this infrastructure group would control in the time of a national emergency. And you'll hear here why they, you know, what perks they get for doing this, really what the serious implications are. FBI Director Robert Mueller addressed an InfraGuard convention on August 9, 2005. At that time, the group had less than half as many members as it does to date. There are more than 11,000 members of InfraGuard. He said, from our perspective, that amounts to about 11,000 contacts and 11,000 partners in our mission to protect America. He added a little later, those of you in the private sector are in the first line of defense. And he really means that seriously when he says that. That's not just an expression, folks. He urged InfraGuard members to contact the FBI if they note suspicious activity or an unusual event. He said that they could sic the FBI on disgruntled employees who use knowledge gained on the job against their employers. It's just, you know, it's a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, good boy, you know, good guys club, where, you know, if you're in the click and you're in the loop, fine. If you're not, then you don't get the benefits. And this is just another one of those sick things they do, where they get all these groups in and, you know, give them what appears to be perks on the surface, but again, it's just to consolidate power and resources. In an interview with InfraGuard after the conference, which is featured prominently on the InfraGuard members' website, Mueller says it's a great program. The ACLU is not so sanguine. There is no evidence that InfraGuard may be closer to a corporate tips program, turning private sector corporations, some of which may be in a position to observe the activities of millions of individual customers, into surrogate eyes and ears for the FBI. We're going to take a break, come back on the other side, and we're going to get into more of this information pertaining to martial law in the United States of America. My name is Josh Reeves. This is The Golden Reality. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Folks, first hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. I'm the host of the program. Thank you for joining me on the show today. What I'm discussing here in the first hour is this evidence relating to martial law and a group called InfraGuard, who basically is the sanctioned person to provide resources in the time of martial law. And there's just some very telling things in here. And this is really one of the biggest stories to come out, I think, this year so far. And I'm going to give you an indicator as to why, as I go throughout this article, I'll stop and I'll let you know what the implications are. So I'm going to continue now with this article. There is evidence that InfraGuard may be closer to a corporate tips program, turning private sector corporations, some of which may be in a position to observe the activities of millions of individual customers, into surrogate eyes and ears for the FBI. The ACLU warned in its August 2004 report that the surveillance industrial complex, how the American government is conscripting businesses and individuals in the construction of a surveillance society. Now, that's their terminology. That's not ours. You know, this isn't coming from... Again, this information is a mainstream news source. This isn't coming from the Tinfoil Times or anything of that nature. I mean, this is you know, this is absolutely scary, because it's one thing, you know, it's one thing for us in Patriot Radio to get on the air and talk about, hey, these people want to declare martial law. We know they wanted to do it on 9/11. That was part of the plan. Flight 93, the crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That target, that was headed for the White House, and they wanted to decapitate the government and get us into full blown martial law then. So this is something that these people have wanted for a long time, and this is one of the key ways in which they're going to do it. So again, it's one thing for us to get up here and tell you they that they want to declare martial law, but it's a completely other one, folks, for these people to admit how they will make sure that everything runs, and it went not, again, not if they declare martial law, but when. So that's definitely very key. Yeah, this is a key aspect now. Now, pay attention to this, because this is what really got me, throwing up the red flags. InfraGuard is not really accessible to the general public. Its communications with the FBI and Homeland Security are beyond the reach of the Freedom of Information Act under the trade secrets exemption. Its website says, "And any conversation with the public or the media is supposed to be carefully rehearsed." Now, the reason that that's interesting is because essentially what the FBI and Homeland Security can do is they can operate with impunity within these different groups. If they have one of these groups carry out something they would like them to do, or vice versa there with the FBI and Homeland Security, basically, whereas if you're doing something under the guise of a government agency, one of the alphabet agencies or the like, you would be under the scrutiny of the Freedom of Information Act, which is one of the best tools we have, because it's enabled us to get a lot of information out of these people that we wouldn't have gotten any other way. And again, most of the time they're heavily redacted, blacked out, and things of that nature, but at the same time, they're able to get information into our hands that we wouldn't have gotten any other way, and gives us another piece of the puzzle of understanding the truth of really what's going on. But see, under the Trade Secrets Act, because they're dealing with private industry, these people are able to essentially operate with impunity, with never having to reveal how and what and why they do the things that they do, because it's carried under the Trade Secrets Act, you see, because it's not really a government agency carrying it out. So very crafty. That's how you can really tell you're dealing with criminals, because criminals always find those loopholes. It just so happens that the people that are involved are the people that create the laws where the loopholes exist anyway. So you see, this is straight out of a mobster movie a lot of times with these people. It's very, if any of you guys are fans of gangster movies and Martin Scorsese films like Goodfellas or anything, you'll remember where they have a scene in the film Goodfellas where the mobster guy buys a restaurant, and they're buying up all this liquor on the bank account of the restaurant and selling it out the back door and bootlegging it at a discount price. And hey, why not? It's all purchased on the account of the restaurant. When they're done, they just go set the place on fire and collect the insurance money. Well, that's what these people are doing with the United States. They're selling us out the back door to the highest bidder, meanwhile just charging it up on the national debt. So this is, this is a key, a key thing and a key indicator that you're dealing with criminality when they're able to exploit loopholes like that that they are very aware exist. The interests of InfraGuard must be protected whenever presented to non-InfraGuard members, the website states. During interviews with members of the press, controlling the image of the InfraGuard being presented can be difficult. Proper preparation for the interview will minimize the risk of embarrassment. The InfraGuard leadership and the local FBI representative should review the submitted questions, agree on the predilection of the answers, and identify the appropriate interviewee. Tailor answers to the expected audience, and questions concerning sensitive information should be avoided. So, this is from their own website, InfraGuard.net, where they actually admit to the secrecy and only telling really the press what they need to know when they need to know it. You see, so it's this, again, this constriction of information. So we're going to take a break, come back, get into more information concerning martial law on the other side. This is The Global Reality. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Everybody, this is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, and the host of the program. We're going to be coming to you live here for the next hour and a half of the broadcast. Today we're discussing this information pertaining to a group called InfraGuard and how this pertains to a martial law scenario in which one of their whistleblower states is going to happen. When it happens, not if it happens. And so they're discussing this as it's a foregone conclusion. So after I'm done getting through this entire article and I give you my summation on it, we'll open up the phone lines, but I would ask that you would hold off your phone calls for now so I can get through this information, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Because this is important. It's very, this is a very scary thing to think about because these people are getting the infrastructure for martial law in place. And again, talking about this as if it's a foregone conclusion, this could be, because of a variety of reasons, and really something to think about in terms of the current economic crisis that is going on in this country and again globally. But this could definitely be something you're putting in place for times of a deep depression. So we're going to continue on here in this article. One of the advantages of InfraGuard, according to its leading members, is that the FBI gives them a heads up on a secure portal about any threatening information related to infrastructure disruption or terrorism. The InfraGuard website advertises this. In its list of benefits of joining InfraGuard, it states, gain access to an FBI secure communication network complete with virtual private network encrypted website, webmail, listservs, message boards, and much more. InfoGuard members receive almost daily updates on threats emanating from both domestic sources and overseas, Hirschman says. Now, these people who, you know, make up private industry, be it agriculture, law enforcement, telecommunications, agriculture, etc., anything that everything that has to do with resources, and then being the pre-designated provider of resources in the time of martial law and a national emergency. And because for years we've known about Walmart being the pre-designated distributor of rations, you know, for FEMA, and basically getting a no-bid FEMA contract to provide rations for, you know, for the people in times of a national emergency. I mean, look, you know, folks, go look at your local Walmart supercenter. Those things are set up and designed to double as a detention center in a FEMA camp in a time of a national emergency. That's why they have these water reserve tanks next to them. They're always next to railroad tracks. You know, the surveillance technology, hundreds of security surveillance camera nests around these things. That's what they're designed for. But again, you know, for these people to have a virtual private network set up where each member has access to an FBI communication portal where no one else can intercept their communications and it's secret is very telling. InfoGuard members, we covered that already. We get very easy access to secure information that only goes to InfoGuard members, Shank said. People are happy to be in the know. On November 1st, 2001, the FBI had information about a potential threat to the bridges of California. This alert went out to the InfoGuard membership. Enron was notified, and so too was Barry Davis, who worked for Morgan Stanley. Now, that's key. He notified his brother Gray, the governor of California. He said his brother talked to him before the FBI. Recall Steve Mavagillo, who said was Davis's press secretary at the time. And the governor got a lot of grief for releasing the information. In his defense, he said, I was on the phone with my brother, who is an investment banker, and if he knows, why shouldn't the public know? Mavagillo still sounds perturbed about this. You'd think an elected official would be the first to know, not the last. So that's very, see, that's a very key indicator. Think about that, folks. These people who are designated to provide resources for the infrastructure in times of an emergency received information about the possibility of bridges being attacked in California before then governor of the state of California, Gray Davis, was even given the information, folks, you see? And think about that. He was a traitor for Morgan Stanley. Well, think about what we heard right after 9/11 with all the put options being put on that were put on the various airlines. And what's interesting about that is you have the fact that those groups who were involved in this infrastructure received that information before even elected officials did, and that's how Buzzy Cromgaard, ex-director of the CIA, was able to know in advance that those stocks were going to plummet, thus putting the put options out there. And you'll remember after 9/11, the mainstream media was saying, oh, well, we're definitely going to be able to tell, you know, who was behind this because we're going to be able to trace these put options back to. Well, they traced back to Buzzy Cromgaard and the CIA, and they dropped the story. You never heard anything else about it. And the reason that is because of a group like this. It's just amazing to me. I mean, think about the implications of that. That someone who's an investment banker can get intelligence about a possible terror attack before the governor of California? I mean, that's staggering. And that tells you that it's all about business and all about the manipulation of the reality to these people. In return for being in the know, InfoGuard members cooperate with the FBI and Homeland Security. InfoGuard members have contributed to about 100 FBI cases, Shinnick said. What InfoGuard brings you is the reach into the regional and local communities. We are a 22,000-member vetted body of subject matter experts that reaches across 17 matrices. All the different stovepipes can connect with InfoGuard. Shinnick is proud of the relationship the InfoGuard Members Alliance has built with the FBI. If you had to call 1-800-FBI, you probably wouldn't bother, she says. But if you knew Joe from a local meeting and you had met him over a donut, you might call them, either to give or to get. We want everyone to have a little black book. Very interesting. This black book may come in handy in times of an emergency. On the back of each membership card, Shinnick says, we all have the numbers you need for Homeland Security, for the FBI, for the Cyber Center, And by calling up as an InfraGuard member, you will be listened to. She also says that members would have an earlier, easier time obtaining a special telecommunications card that will enable your call to go through when others will not. You see, when they've cut all the phone lines and they're not allowing any information to get in or out of the United States when they declare martial law, these people will have the ability to still have communication, as well as they'll have the right to travel, and we'll get into that in a minute, when the rest of us will be locked down in our specific cities or wherever else we may live. The special status concerns the ACLU. The FBI should not be creating a privileged class of Americans who get special treatment, says Jay Stanley, public education director of the ACLU's Technology and Liberty Program. There's no business class in law enforcement. If there's information the FBI can share with 22,000 corporate bigwigs, why don't they just share it with the public? I'd like to know that myself. That's who their real special relationship is supposed to be with. Secrecy is not a party favor to be given out to friends. This bears a disturbing resemblance to the FBI's handing out goodies to corporations in return for folding them into its domestic surveillance machinery. When the government raises its alert levels, InfraGuard is in the loop. For instance, in a press release on February 7, 2003, the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Attorney General announced that the national alert level was being raised from yellow to orange. They then listed additional steps that agencies were taking to increase their protective measures. One of those steps was to provide alert information to the InfraGuard program. They're very much looped into our readiness capability, says Amy Kudwa, spokeswoman for the Department of Homeland Security. We provide speakers as well as do joint presentations with the FBI, and we also train alongside them. And they have participated in readiness exercises. On May 9, 2007, George Bush issued National Security Presidential Directive 51 entitled National Continuity Policy. In it, he instructed the Secretary of Homeland Security to coordinate with private sector owners and operators of critical infrastructure as appropriate in order to provide for the delivery of essential services during an emergency. There you go. That's it right there. And so to see that terminology used in National Security Presidential Directive 51, which Bush issued on May 9, 2007, is very telling because, again, what's the name of the group? The name of the group is InfraGuard. And and these people are the ones that are the only companies that are allowed to provide resources in the time of an emergency. So, again, pretty interesting that they would word this in this bill, Presidential Directive 51. And again, let me read that for you. Private sector owners and operators of critical infrastructure as appropriate to provide for the delivery of essential services during an emergency. And so they're right there. They're telling you in the bill that this infrastructure is in place. Asked if the InfraGuard National Members Alliance was involved with these plans, Shenick said it was not directly participating at this point. Hirschman, chairman of the group's advisory board, however, said that it was. InfraGuard members, sometimes hundreds at a time, have been used in national emergency preparation drills, Shenick acknowledges. So they're acknowledging right here and telling you right here that these people in the InfraGuard group have also participated in national emergency preparation drills. And we've had tons of drills over the past 6 months. I mean, we had the top-off drills last year, and just on and on and on. And this right here tells you that the people that are operating within this group that are in the loop are also participating in the drills. So that's very, very curious and a very clear indicator that these people are playing for keeps. I mean, this is real, folks. In case something happens, everybody is ready, said Norm Erdent, the head of the Madison, Wisconsin chapter of InfraGuard, and a safety director for the consulting firm Short Elliott Hendrickson Incorporated. There's been lots of discussions about what happens under an emergency. One business owner in the United States tells me that InfraGuard members are being advised on how to prepare for a martial law situation and what their role might be. He showed me his InfraGuard card with his name and email address on the front, along with the InfraGuard logo and its slogan, Partnership for Protection, on the back of the card with the emergency numbers for the that Shank mentioned. This business owner said he attended a small InfraGuard meeting where agents of the FBI and Homeland Security discussed in astonishing detail what InfraGuard members may be called upon to do. The meeting started off innocuously enough with the speaker talking about corporate espionage, he said. From there, it just progressed. All of a sudden, we were knee-deep in what was expected of us when martial law is declared. We were expected to share all our resources, but in return, we'd be given specific benefits. These included, he says, the ability to travel in restricted areas and to get people out. But that's not all. Then they said, when, not if, martial law is declared, it was our responsibility to protect our portion of the infrastructure, and if we had to use deadly force to protect it, we couldn't be prosecuted, he says. I was able to confirm that the meeting took place where he said it had, and that the FBI and Homeland Security did make presentations there. One InfraGuard member who attended that meeting denies that the subject of lethal force came up, but the whistleblower is 100% certain of it. I have nothing to gain by telling you this and everything to lose, he adds. I'm so nervous about this, and I'm not someone who ever gets nervous. Though Schenck says the FBI and Homeland Security agents do make presentations to InfraGuard, she denies that InfraGuard members would have any civil patrol or law enforcement functions. I have never heard of InfraGuard members being told to use lethal force anywhere, Schenck says. The FBI adamantly denies it also. That's ridiculous, says Catherine Mihon, an ex-FBI spokesperson. If you want to quote a business person saying that, knock yourself out. If that's what you want to print, fine. You see how they get all uppity and they get all mad as soon as we figure them out, folks? Every time that we expose these people, that's all they've got. They just get all mad and defensive. And that's a clear indicator you've got a criminal on your hands. But one of the other InfraGuard members corroborated the whistleblower's account, and another would not deny it. Christine Murky is a business continuity consultant for Alliant Energy in Madison, Wisconsin. She's an InfraGuard member, and she confirms that she attended an InfraGuard meetings that went into details about what kind of civil patrol function, including engaging in lethal force, that InfraGuard members may be called upon to perform. There have been discussions like that, and I've heard of and participated in them, she says. Kurt Hagen is CEO of the Escuro Group, a company that does strategic planning, business continuity planning, and disaster recovery, physical and IT security, policy development, internal control, personnel selection, and travel safety. According to its website, Hagen tells me that he is a former FBI agent and that he has been an InfraGuard member for many years. He is a huge booster. It's the only true organization where there is a public-private partnership, he says. It's all about who you know. You know a face, you trust a face, and that's what makes it work. Yeah, again, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. He says InfraGuard absolutely does emergency preparedness exercises. When I talk about discussions the FBI and Homeland Security have had with InfraGuard members about the use of lethal force, he says, that much I cannot comment on. But as a private citizen, you have the right to use force if you feel threatened. These people are basically, getting deputized. They have no law enforcement powers, but they're told they can kill American citizens with impunity if it threatens their infrastructure businesses. In the United States of America, folks, I mean, are we really going to sit back and let these people do this to us? We were assured that if we were forced to kill someone to protect our infrastructure, there would be no repercussions, the whistleblower says. It gave me goosebumps. It chilled me to the bone. And so that's the end of the article. Very, very interesting, folks, that they have a group in place basically where citizens are deputized. And, you know, if they've got to use lethal force against American citizens, if that means someone's threatening their little infrastructure program that they have working with the FBI and Homeland Security, they can declare martial law and these people can kill American citizens without having any law enforcement jurisdiction. I mean, this is a complete affront to everything that we stand for in the United States of America, and it just absolutely blows me away. I want to hear from you, 1-800-313-9443. We'll open up the phone lines right now and take calls at your discretion. So 1-800-313-9443. We got a lot more news and information to get into. But this is just, you know, it's absolutely stunning to me to think about in terms of, you know, these people getting information. I mean, think about that. Think about the brother of the former governor of the state of California, getting information pertaining to an attack on bridges in the state of California before his brother gets them, and he is the governor. And that's a very clear indicator, folks, that these people are able to shift around their stocks, they're able to shift around things, and it's essentially insider trading. You know, they get information that an event like, a 9/11 or an alleged terrorist attack or something of that nature is coming, you know, days in advance, 24 hours in advance, something of that nature, and then they're able to either, put options on stocks, for example, you know, they're able to be able to come out in the clear because they're a preordained group that's in the power structure of the government. So, you know, again, that's pretty interesting. It shows you how human life comes in second to the bottom line of big business. And that's really what I take away from this. You know, is, I mean, not only do they put the lives of people in danger and not really care as long as they can, you know, get put options out or be able to adjust their stocks, but they also let these people kill American citizens with impunity. This is just absolutely insane. Let's take a break, come back, get into more news and information on the other side. This is The Global Reality. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Short segment here on the Global Reality on this Saturday morning edition of the program. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you could all be with us for the program today. In the first segment, we're discussing this group InfraGuard and how this pertains to the Declaration of Martial Law in the United States of America. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, sir.
Very interesting program. when I heard you talk about this, I wanted to know two things and then give you a little bit of information. Where can we find this article?
This is available. It's actually pretty much anywhere. I think you can go to Lee Rogers' website at roguegovernment.com. It's listed there. You can just type in FBI allegedly preps companies for martial law. It's on rawstory.com. So there's various websites you can find it at. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you go to rawstory.com right now. Right in the middle of the page, there's a green stripe that says FBI allegedly preps companies for martial law use of lethal force. You can click there, and then when you scroll down to the bottom of that article, there's a link to, that'll take you to the source article, which is what I read from, and it's a little bit more detailed than the Raw Story article.
Okay, what's interesting, Josh, is I have been telling people this basically for about 3 or 4 years. I've noticed with the industry that I'm in, which is gas and oil, a consolidation. Now, years ago when I started in this, they were breaking companies apart. Now it seems as though they're allowing mergers. Any company that wants to go in with another one, they're doing it. I'd like to give you a name and let you do a Google search or whatever engine you use on a company name, and you'll be surprised what they're involved in. It's Delek. D-E-L-E-K. You can look at Delek Oil or Delek Refining or Delek Global Real Estate or Delek Holdings or Delek U.S. This company is out of Israel, Josh, and they are buying everything in the U.S. I mean everything. Real estate, gasoline, energy, ethanol, biodiesel fuels. And I agree with you. There's a consolidation coming that when certain companies or certain corporations that are connected are going to control a specific area of the economy, whether it's electrical energy or petroleum energy or food or housing, you're going to see these, you're going to have to go through a government, I believe, a government entity or a government-sponsored corporation to be able to get what you need. And this company, Delek, sad to say, I'm employed by them, and what I've noticed, it really wiped me out. I mean, with what they're buying. They're buying not only in the United States, they're buying in Europe, they're buying in Belgium, they're buying in Scotland and England. It's unbelievable, and I'm sure that they're not the only company doing it.
Stay right there, John. We got to take a break, come back. We'll let you finish up on the other side. Coming in to the top of the hour, the second hour here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.